Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. And TGIF, it is 5 o'clock. I hope you are cracking an adult beverage somewhere, whatever your preferred beverage is to quaff on a steamy Friday afternoon. I'll be heading to the ballpark this evening with a bunch of friends to watch the Brewers take on the Nationals. I hope you got your texts in last hour in the free Ticket Friday giveaways that we've got here throughout the summer here on Civic Media Radio Network. If you missed out on your chance this past hour, don't worry. We'll be doing it again next Friday. Some breaking news right at the top of the hour. There are reports coming from Eyewitness News, an NBC affiliate out of New York, that armed ICE agents apparently raided a baseball practice in New York, a kids' baseball practice in New York, and tried to begin to interrogate kids playing baseball who are, according to their coach, all American citizens. When the coach tried to intervene, asserting their, quote, constitutional rights, apparently the coach was then harassed and threatened with arrest. Again, that is just breaking news. I'm not sure if all those details are correct. Reports just coming in this afternoon about this. Oh, it is distressing. I'm so glad to have you here. We got my colleague from the northern parts of the state, Greg Gunderson, here for this installment of What's Going On in Your Neck of the Woods. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Gray.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for having me. So glad to be here. And I'm afraid all of this wonderful news reaches the Northwoods. So right now what's going on in the Northwoods is anxiety. But I've got some fun stuff that I can bring you to. But yeah, I was just looking at news. The Borders Bar confirms that anybody can be detained without probable cause for reasons including appearance. Now,
yes.
So
and Gray,
not scary at all.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you to turn your camera off because you're glitching just a little bit. And hopefully if we go all audio, we won't have Gray glitching. And if you continue to do that and Jacob or I boot you from the show, just give us a call on the old, you know, the traditional phone lines. Gray, I wanted you here today to ask you what your impressions are. And we're working to get Gray back right now to talk with Gray about what his impressions of his fellow Northwoodsers' opinions of both the state's biennial budget, as well as, of course, the big, brutal bill. With rural hospitals on the chopping block, with general practitioner care at risk in more rural communities, are folks that live in and around where Gray lives concerned about those things? I think it's really critical. In addition, the key of agricultural and manufacturing, those two massive keys to Wisconsin's economy, are folks expressing anxiety about Donald Trump's renewed tariff wars. Again, we haven't seen the full weight of those tariffs yet brought to bear here in Wisconsin. Are people feeling anxiety about that? I believe we've got Gray on the phone lines now. Welcome back, Gray. I wanted to start with what folks in your neck of the woods are saying about both the big brutal bill and the biennial budget. Let's start with the big brutal bill. Some of the people that we've had on over the past few weeks and months in the lead up to this single largest wealth transfer from working people to the billionaire and 100 billionaire and mega corporation class in America's history, people have expressed particular concerns over whether or not, you know, folks are going to be, if nursing homes are going to remain open in rural communities, if hospitals are going to remain open in rural communities, if folks are going to be able to access health care. What have you been hearing, Gray, in your neck of the woods from people about the big brutal bill? Any concerns, all gung-ho, or a mixed bag?
We're all gung-ho. And just real quickly, Maggie, can you guys hear me all right now?
Yes, you're
excellent,
good to go.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm afraid, as one might expect, it is a certain level of all gung-ho simply because I really don't want to knock people in the way it sounds like I am. So please be clear that I'm picking my words specifically. I think that people were very prepared for this, as in the Trump administration prepared people for a move like this and for people to take it on faith. Why? Because there are very real implications for all kinds of services in our area, but that's not the basis of the response. The basis of the response is Donald Trump did it again, and the liberals are still sad, crying. You check the liberal tears. If it's raining liberal tears, then we're winning. And that's generally the limit of it.
Gray, I'm curious because at some point in time, like the rhetoric and the liberal tears, don't fill anybody's belly, right? That doesn't get you healthcare. It doesn't lead to real wage increases. It just feels good because you're, you know, flipping the metaphoric bird to people you think you don't like and don't have much in common with.
Right.
Is there any concern with real world impacts? Is anybody talking about that?
Not quite yet, but I'm seeing more frequency in the level of concern. I'm not seeing people generally getting more anxious about this, but as more services are affected, you're seeing a couple quiet voices get a little bit louder. It's just so indirect. There's no unification. I mean, yes, there are absolutely 150 people in this 10,000 person county who are affected, and they could make change about that. But they are not unified. They are not organized. They are not standing together as a group saying, hey, we are the ones. And so without that visibility, it's easy for me as a normal person here in Price County, Wisconsin, to pretend there are no ones. There's nobody here who's, you know, I'm checking, I'm holding my litmus paper up to, and it's blue, baby. I'm good because I'm not going into the spaces where I would entertain that kind of conversation in the first place. So, yes, if I'm the average citizen, I'm concerned. I may be thinking about those sorts of things, but I'm not interested in checking any of the places I'd actually see evidence of issues. But I will say, as somebody up here, as
if I can I just jump? Yeah, let me just jump in here, Gray, a bit. Are you saying that people are sort of self-selecting into environments where they don't hear contrary opinions or folks expressing things that don't align with what their presupposed view is or their current view? Is that basically what you're saying?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, basically, it's that we don't check the details because what we think is happening must be happening.
Yeah, and Gray, I'm curious about that because, again, like both things can't be true, right? Derek Van Orten says nobody who is eligible for Medicaid is going to lose Medicaid, but we know that people who are eligible for Medicaid are going to lose their healthcare coverage because of the cuts to Medicaid. Because of the nearly $1 trillion reduction in funding that was directed by the big brutal bill, there will be fewer rural hospitals. These are just facts. That's how math works. My curiosity is that, do you hear any scintilla of, well, I'm going to be saying these things, or are you getting any sort of sensibility, Gray, that people will continue to defend their long-held, say, support of Donald Trump, or their long-held beliefs, or that they may put out there that, yep, we think this is going to go really well, but folks might be, you know, doing a little bit more homework, right? That they might be poking around on the internet just a little bit more.
Because I kind of believe so. You see it, but again, they're not unified. So it just, what?
Who's the they? They're not unified. When you say they, I don't know who you mean. Who's not unified?
So, like a theoretical small towner here who might have their opinion changed because to them, that's probably the best way to explain it. The theoretical changed mind, or the theoretical person who's being affected in a way that would change minds. You know, it's not every member of the group that goes to golf on Saturday that's bringing the same thing to the discussion. But there's a couple people scattered about, may or may not be affected. And forgive me, it's a collection of just little snippets, tidbits here and there. But it's just that I've heard it mentioned more than before, and it's just that there's not.
Heard what mentioned more than before? I'm going to push you here, Gray, because are you saying that more individuals within their groups of friends are expressing some bit of doubt? Again, try to be as specific as you can so folks can understand, are these discussions happening and they're just, I don't know, sort of burgeoning and growing? Who are you speaking about?
I think it's fair to say that there are probably more questions being asked than statements being made. But again, I don't place myself in these circles directly. I don't spend most of my time in that way. But in looking at this, I found that there's more openness. Just, I guess I have no hard fact that I can bring you. So really, it's just it just, I don't know. It doesn't feel the same up here, Maggie. That might be the most that I can tell you. And it's, I feel like my Facebook posts that used to get me those looks don't anymore. You know, there's a general trend that, yeah, there might actually be some people who might actually be pissed at the guy they loved before. Has anybody come out and said, "Hey, I'm with you," and I wasn't? No, but at the same time, there's, I don't know, it'd be a feeling from some fool who does too much radio, but I don't know, I don't feel as unwelcome here before. That might be it. That might be it,
Well,
but it
that's
feels
the vibe
substantial.
check, Gray, right? Like that's the vibe check. And that is, to me, I think when you start to have the sixth sense that people who know your politics may not be quite as angry at you as they used to be, that's part of the vibe check. That's part of the barometer. Let's talk a little bit about something that's not politics, Gray. Tell folks the Lumberjack World Championships are up in Hayward starting next Wednesday. What should people know?
That's something I can actually speak to quite confidently, Maggie. We're talking trees here. And actually, the Hayward Lumberjack Championships, like I put in the notes, if you want to see one of the most ridiculous displays of athleticism, mostly unchanged from the alcohol-fueled wagers that absolutely were its origin, kind of similar to the Berkey and to Muskie Fest, check out the Lumberjack Championships. They start next Wednesday in Hayward. Tie some spikes to your shoes and climb a tree as fast as you can. It's way faster than you think. Okay, now what if you want to climb it with no spikes, but you've got an axe and a board? How do you use a board to climb a tree? That's a question that you'll answer more enthusiastically than you could ever believe. I mean, like you're wedging the board in notches that you chop as you climb. So you're
I was going to
basically
say
making a
the
ladder
like
that you're
having
carrying with
not
you.
seen that, right? I would assume axe to tree, insert board, step on board, whack with axe, and you kind of like go around the tree almost in a spiral pattern. That's the only way I could noodle out how to do that.
You, Maggie, I'm afraid you almost sound like we sandbagged that one. You kind of described it perfectly. So that was, I hope you feel some validation there. You would make an excellent improvisational springboard climber, or at least in theory.
Listen, with my knees and ankles and hips with all the sports injuries, I'm going to keep my 2 feet planted firmly here on the ground. Thanks so much to Greg Gunderson for this week's installment of Your Neck of the Woods. Keep a lock when we come back. We're going to kick off this Friday's Ask Maggie. You can ask me, gosh darn well, near anything you want. Put in your questions now, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with Ask Maggie right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.